Sure, a few summers ago, it was posted all over campus. I assumed it was some kind of chemistry conference. Sinsky chuckled.
No, those were signs for the 2010 Humanity Plus Summit, one of the largest transhumanism gatherings ever. H-plus is the symbol of the transhumanist movement.
Langdon cocked his head, as if trying to place the term.
Transhumanism, Sinsky said, is an intellectual movement, a philosophy of sorts, and it's quickly taking root in the scientific community. It essentially states that humans should use technology to transcend the weakness inherent in our human bodies. In other words, the next step in human evolution should be that we begin biologically engineering ourselves.
Sounds ominous, Langdon said.
Like all change, it's just a matter of degree.
Technically, we've been engineering ourselves for years now, developing vaccines that make children immune to certain diseases, polio, smallpox, typhoid. The difference is that now, with Zobrist's breakthroughs in germline genetic engineering, we're learning how to create inheritable immunizations, those that would affect the recipient at the core germline level, making all subsequent generations immune to that disease.
Langdon looked startled.
So the human species would essentially undergo an evolution that makes it immune to typhoid, for example?
It's more of an assisted evolution, Sinsky corrected. Normally, the evolutionary process, whether it be a lungfish developing feet or an ape developing opposable thumbs, takes millennia to occur. Now we can make radical genetic adaptations in a single generation. Proponents of the technology consider it the ultimate expression of Darwinian survival of the fittest, humans becoming a species that learns to improve its own evolutionary process.
Sounds more like playing God, Langdon replied.
I agree wholeheartedly, Sinsky said. Zobrist, however, like many other transhumanists, argued strongly that it is mankind's evolutionary obligation to use all the powers at our disposal. Germline genetic mutation, for one, to improve as a species. The problem is that our genetic makeup is like a house of cards, each piece connected to and supported by countless others, often in ways we don't understand. If we try to remove a single human trait, we can cause hundreds of others to shift simultaneously, possibly with catastrophic effects.
Langdon nodded. There's a reason evolution is a gradual process.
Precisely, Sinsky said,
feeling her admiration for the professor growing with each passing moment.
We're tinkering with a process that took eons to build. These are dangerous times. We now literally have the capacity to activate certain gene sequences that will result in our descendants having increased dexterity, stamina, strength, even intelligence. Essentially, a super race. These hypothetical enhanced individuals are what transhumanists refer to as post-humans, which some believe will be the future of our species.
Sounds eerily like eugenics, Langdon replied.